The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with one of the secret projects that we've been teasing you about, guys. That's right, we are here to talk to you about the upcoming game, PGA Tour 2K21, and Rock is here to tell you all about it. We're super excited. Thank you so much to 2K for giving us the opportunity to review it and play through it and have fun with it. And it's a pretty awesome game, isn't it?
It's a pretty cool golf game in general, because it's been a while since there's been a really good golf game. I know the folks over at 2K had one come out a couple years ago, so this is the second one that they've put out. Years and years ago, it was made by EA Sports, but now 2K has a license for the PGA Tour, and we now have PGA Tour 2K21, which is available tomorrow, August 21st, nation and worldwide. I can finally talk about it. I haven't been able to talk about this game for a week now.
It's the secret content project for us, because Rock's been having a lot of fun with it. He's been really enjoying it and going through all the different play modes and the courses and everything like that. So we have to talk about the foremost, the creating your player process.
Okay, so when you jump in the game, that's the first thing you have to do. Like, you can skip it, but then they give you the default character, and who wants a default character? Nobody.
No, of course not. You want to be the most awesome golfer in the world.
Right. And while the options are limited at the start, but that's the way it should be. You should not have every outfit to choose from at the beginning, because then when you play the game, you have nothing to earn. So that's key. So you're going into the game, you create your character, you give it the name, you give it the look, you mess with the hairstyles, which, when comparing to other 2K franchises who have loads and loads of hairstyles, I'm looking at you, WWE 2K. This one's a little bit scaled back, which, when thinking about it, it's like, oh, it's golf.
Yeah, it's golf. They're very clean cut in golf. There's not a lot of hair or facial hair options. Thinking of modern golfers and even golfers of the past, they're usually very clean cut and clean shaven. So,
Yeah,
I'm sure there aren't a lot of hair options.
No, it's very, very straightforward with the hair and all the facial hairs and stuff. But you can do a lot of face morphing, so it's like your guy's not very generic, so that's good. You can work with the eyes, which I liked how they broke it down piece by piece, like your eyelashes and your eyebrows and everything you were able to adjust on its own, which when comparing it to, I'm going to go with WWE 2K, they give you those same options, but it's like, This was simpler to get through in terms of, okay, this is how it's breaking down. It's very straightforward. And you were able to adjust some things going along the way, which I really liked about the creative option, which was good. So you get to pick out, you know, your character, all the basics. You get the basic clothing, because throughout the game, this is key, you unlock different attires. How you do that? By earning sponsorships, which is key on the PGA Tour. And you get brands like Ralph Lauren, Callaway Golf, Adidas. They're like some of the major brands that the athletes wear, so you get all the cooler, you know, shorts and pants and shirts and what have you, the hats. You get the watches, you can put glasses on. You can deck yourself out. It's pretty cool.
You can be very fancy.
Like, the moment I was having money to unlock glasses, sunglasses, it just turns your character up just a little bit. Makes it that much cooler. So I liked the process of creating it to start with, because it's like, and it took me like a good 20 minutes to do, because you gotta look through everything. Because you can't just pick out the first F and go, hey, that's what I want, especially with your face and your hairstyle and the beard or the non-beard and what have yous. You gotta make sure you check all the boxes. So It took me a good 20 minutes to get through.
And I like that you can like earn like sponsorships and improve your character, and as it improves, you get those higher end sponsorships, so you get to work your way up the ladder in the PGA Tour, as it were, in the golf world, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And you have something to strive for, because, you know, when you don't have something to strive for, well, I'm sure this is a wonderful golf game, you know, you're just playing golf virtually, which right now, current climate,
is all you can.
That's great. That's all you have. Yeah. But, like, you know, when you're able to actually play golf in person on a real life course, you know, you're not going to want to play virtually. So it's nice that you have, like, goals and things that you can achieve and unlock those different levels. So that way, as you improve, you get more and more things and you're able to make your character more decked out and pretty. Now, speaking of those virtual courses, let's talk about the course graphics.
Okay, so going in, I had very realistic expectations because I played the Tiger Woods golfs from many moons ago, and the golf courses were very straightforward, and you had trees and stuff. But going into this one, it's like I looked at it, okay, all right, very straightforward. It's grass and it's rough, and there's the trees and stuff. It looks pretty solid. But the further along you go, the different courses, and like each course has its own feel, authentic feel to it. Like TPC Sawgrass with the big you know rough edges they have, you really could tell the difference, which I enjoyed. I liked because they gave you like, hey, for any golf fan out there, you know what the courses on the tour look like. In this game, there's I believe 15 different courses to choose from, which is pretty good. You don't have them all, but you get everything in the TPC grouping of courses, so that's pretty cool. East Lake Golf Club is one of them, TPC Sawgrass is another. And so as you're playing it, you know, you get in the bunker, it's the bunker, there's water, because when you hit the water, and yeah, I hit the water a couple times, I don't want to talk about it. When you change your golf club, when you improve your character, there's not as much forgiveness on some of the clubs, and just sort of went in the water, and it's just like, we're going to move past that, we're just moving past it. One of the things, though... We're not talking about it. Just going to move past it, just move on. Talk about the crowd, because, you know, in most senses, when you have a crowd in video games... The models are 2D, like they're very flat and straightforward, and it's like, here's your crowd. These were 3D models for a crowd, which helps. Because you see a lot of games where they're very 2D, and you're like, this doesn't look realistic. When you have a 3D model as a crowd person, it helps make it more authentic, works more real, and I thought that was a nice element to the game.
So that's nice.
Yeah, I like that very much. Now, speaking of the course... And playing through it. The announcers. I want to talk about the announcers really quick.
Yeah, let's talk about the announcers.
Because it's golf. And you're not going to have the over-the-topness because golf is very straightforward.
Well, it depends on the insane level. You hit a hole-in-one. No, that's pretty dang exciting.
And they get excited. Don't get me wrong. But the announcers are not over the top selling every little thing. They give you, you know, here's the breakdown of what's going on at the moment, what your character needs to do, gives you hints on how to, you know, putt the ball or what you know, where to hit the ball and stuff like that. And they break it down like the real pro announcing team would on your regular, you know, television every week. The announcers are Luke LV and Rich Beam. They're very simple, straightforward, and the music that plays behind them keeps it going.
Which is what you want. You want to keep it moving, you want to keep it going, you want to keep people interested in it. Now, if you don't like any of the regular courses that they have in the game, you can go all Jack Nicklaus on everybody and just design your own course, which is pretty epic, gotta say.
Yeah, designing your own course, it's a little rough. Don't get me wrong, it's a little bit rough to navigate when you first go into it, but when you do go into it, there's a lot of different themes to choose from, including a desert theme, a tropical theme, a rustic theme, which is cool. I like the desert theme because it's very clear and it's like it's different than just straight up grass. But for all the things, you can choose the water level, the amount of hills, the plants, the grass, the rocks throughout your course.
The trees,
yeah. Oh, yeah, the trees. You set the number of par threes and the number of par fives you want on your course, so you can make it a really hard course, a really easy course, however you want it. You can determine how big the bunkers are, the width of the greens, and the fairways, and all the like, which is a nice touch. And so the holes are preset, but you can go in and maneuver them around a little bit. It's very tricky to start. You have to actually play around with it and look through it and spend some time with it. But overall, the concept of it is a very nice concept. It's easy to use once you know how to do it. And what the best part about it is, you can upload them to the internet and other people can play your course. And you can download other people's courses and play them. So it's like you're freshening up the game based on other people's courses.
So like other 2K franchises, sticking with WWE, because that's one of the ones we're really familiar with. It's kind of like Create a Wrestler, right? Where you can create different wrestlers in the creation suite, and then you upload them to the servers, and depending on who you create, people may want to download it. So if there's somebody not in the game that you want in the game, you can download them and use them in the game. So it's kind of a similar concept there.
Like Create Arena, because that's a better way to put it. Not Wrestler, but Create Arena, because that's a concept in the 2K games. It's the same type of thing.
But can you upload them?
Yeah.
You can? Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't realize you could upload them.
Oh, yeah, you can
upload. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you can upload Create Arena in the 2K franchise. So it's like it's just like that. You can compete against people. You can challenge your friends and stuff like that. So that's a pretty cool and neat feature with the game. So we'll keep it fresh, because after you play through the game and you work away through the PGA Tour concept and all the tour and you're in all your sponsorships and whatnot, you're going to need something else to do, especially now.
Yes, especially right now. But I have one last question about the course designer.
Okay.
Can you park an alligator in the middle of the fairway?
I was not able to park an alligator in the middle of the fairway. Sorry.
Dang it!
Sorry.
Need to be able to park the all-important alligator in the middle of the fairway. That's mm-hmm. a thing, especially if your course is in Florida.
Yeah, I know.
So, but overall impressions, good, bad, indifferent?
Overall, I put about, I don't know, 15, 20 hours into the game. I've just now got to the point where I made the tour, which I needed to talk about that. So you start in like the Q school, and you have to win that first event to make it onto the next set of events. And then once you qualify from there, you can then make it to the PGA Tour. And what I've learned and read up on a little bit is when you get on the tour and you start earning your sponsorships and you start doing well, you make rivals. And then you can compete against your rivals in the game. And that will allow you to earn more points and more open up new rewards and stuff when you beat your rival in the game. So it's a great little career mode thing where it's like, hey, we can, you're now going against people like Sergio Garcia and the like. It's like, ooh, okay, because Sergio is one of the best golfers in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
So it's like, he can be your rival because, hey, you're the new kid on the block. You're trying to take his top spot. Like in anything, it's like, hey, you're going to take his spot? Nah, I don't think so. He's going to stop you from doing that.
Well, hopefully he doesn't go all Shooter McGavin on you. I mean, that would be sad.
Hopefully he doesn't go all Shooter McGavin on you. But overall, I enjoyed the game from what I've put into it, 15, 20 hours already, something like that so far. I wanted to touch on all the different things. One thing I want to talk about really quick is the controls. Just to pick up the game and play it, it's very simple. Because it's either you choose the left thumbstick or the right thumbstick, whatever you're more comfortable with flinging backwards and shooting. That's the simple basic control. Learning to putt, you got to read the greens and which way the goes, and they give you a tutorial of how to shift the putting and stuff. And there's a more advanced options too, where you can spin the ball and stuff like that. Once you get really comfortable with the game and can control the game, you can improve. So like if you're a newbie, the simple, easy flick of the wrist type control is very simple and straightforward. And then once you get into the game and learn the game and put more and more hours into the game and want to get really good at the game, the advanced options help you fine-tune your player with all the different clubs and stuff you earn throughout. So it's like you can be really good. You can shoot a ball off and then hit the backspin button repeatedly, and the ball will slide backwards closer to the hole, which, golfing, that's what you want. You want the spin to come back. So it's like, mm-hmm. hey, you're not hitting a 35-foot putt. You're hitting a 5-foot putt. Trust me, I was hitting a lot of 35-foot putts, or attempting to hit 35-foot putts, because I wasn't good with the backspin control yet.
You need to work on your short game just a little bit.
I need to work on my short game. I can get to the green. It's just working on my short game.
He's good on the long, bad on the short.
Exactly. So it's like it's a work in progress. Also, when you change your clubs, you got to make, again, I've said it earlier in the review, the forgiveness thing is you got to work on it. Because one game I switched clubs to a different club, and it's like, ooh, my tee shots were just going. That's when they were going into the water and stuff like that. There was no forgiveness. It's just like, yeah. Overall, it's a very enjoyable game. It's a nice step in progression in the 2K franchise. It's great that they have this out there. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to keep putting more time into it because it's golf. It's something different to play because right now there's not a lot of things to do because of the current situation. We're also, like, having new and exciting video games to try and play is great. PGA Tour 2K21 is one I would recommend to people. Go out and buy it. It's available tomorrow, August 21st. Digitally download it from 2K's website. And, yeah, you can get it on Amazon, GameStop, you name it. You can go download it and enjoy it. I say you'll really enjoy this game.
So I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's at Rack Radio Show. You can subscribe to our new growing YouTube channel, youtube.com/RackRadioShow. You can follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/W2Live. If you have that Amazon Prime account, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You should subscribe for free and support the channel as we continue to grow. We'll probably play a little bit of 2K21 on the stream in the coming days, so you can all see, like, a real full-on game. You'll see some content on the YouTube channel and all that fun stuff. So hopefully you enjoy the review tonight, and, you know, wait for more exciting reviews coming your way very, very soon.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews PGA Tour 2K21 edition. We will be back very soon with another secret project review, guys, so you don't want to miss it. Till then.